discussing the Rosh mentions the pasuk Yalecha Ragnu Kalayom. Sometimes the Torah demands martyrdom from us, Mesiras Nefesh L'Shem Shemayim. Mentioned last night that in the tradition of medieval German Jewry, Chachman Chassidei Ashkenaz, there was a lot of talk about this. These things happened, the Crusades and other pogroms. And in general, the Chachmei Ashkenaz justified and defended often martyrdom, even in cases where it's not obvious that's what's called for. They felt that they had cases where they had done it, and they defended it al pi halacha. A number of years ago, I entered the fray on this question. I joined battle with Professor Chaim Soloveitchik on this point. He published a major essay in the Jewish Quarterly Review arguing that, he says he had said this earlier in one footnote, people challenged him, he has to write a whole article explaining it, that what the Chachmei Ashkenaz wrote, he says, isn't the way you normally would learn the sources. It's not what the Makaris indicate, that they were kind of twisting or pushing the sources to justify what their Masara was, what they had revered ancestors and the stories they were told, Masara, what people had done during the Crusades, and they had to justify it however possible, so they read the sources in ways that otherwise wouldn't be the straightforward and fair way to read them. It sounds very provocative when you say it like that. The truth is, it's not really such a radical idea. Anyone who studies halacha knows that there's such a thing as liyashiv haminhag, that very often we do say things that we wouldn't say if we were faced in a vacuum. We would learn the makaras one way, but given that we have a minhag and we have a ma'aserav, we're forced to learn the makaras otherwise. He says it in a way that academically it makes it sound a little more radical than it is. But he has a lengthy, detailed article trying to argue that what the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the way that we mentioned how they toast us last night, the way they were reading the Makaris and Shas and Midrashim, they had to do it in order to justify the Masara they had about Mesiras Nefesh. So much of what he says is serious, is persuasive, but I challenged him on a couple of points. One of them in particular I was very unhappy with. He brings from the Hagos Smak one of the Makaras for the idea that we mentioned that not only did they commit suicide sometimes, they killed each other, they killed family members, wives, spouses, children, in order that they shouldn't be forced to shmad and be raised as Christians. One of the Makaras for this in the Hagos Smak, he brings the Gemara about Ben Sarah Umara. The rebellious child, rebellious teenager, is executed as a child, even though he hasn't done all that much yet. He started to act out, he's stolen, he's been a glutton, he hasn't done anything that serious yet, relatively speaking. We kill him because Yomos Zakai Val Yomos Chayev. He's going to end up bad, so let's kill him now to avoid him going further down the path of spiritual degradation. Says the Hagos Smak. So the same thing, a child who's going to be taken by the church and raised as a Christian, what could be worse than that? Yomos Zakai Val Yomos Chayev, so better that he be killed now. So Dr. Soloveitchik says, this raya is Tamuad Ma'od, he says. He brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, Ben Sarah Umara, Lo Haya, Velo Asid Lias, which he interprets to mean that Chazal couldn't possibly accept this at face value, the morals of this thing. They had to be motziyat, they had to say it can't be because it was unacceptable. This notion of Yom HaZakev al Yom HaZchayev is completely untenable, and therefore, if Chazal felt that way, then the Hagos Smak shouldn't be bringing a raya from Ben Sarah Umara. So I was matmiya on Professor Soloveitchik. That's not pshat on the Gemara, it's not the way the Rishonim learned the Gemara. He doesn't really bring any sources, but it's not the way the Rishonim learned. The Rishonim point out the Gemara is making a specific technical argument based on drushes, specific reasons why Ben Sarah Mara couldn't happen. There's no inkling in the Gemara that Chazal were bothered by a moral problem that Ben Sarah Mara somehow upset their moral sensibilities. You know, Lohayav lo nivra, there's no makar for that in the Gemara. The Gemara gives actually three examples of Lohayav lo asid lias. One of them is Ben Sarah Mara. One of them is Irani Dachas, which I could see someone making a similar point. Others have made a similar point in this Gemara, modern thinkers. The third one is Bayis HaManuga. It doesn't sound like there's anything so especially appalling about Bayis HaManuga, the Yafti Moti Mipshuta. Bayis HaManuga is the Gemara has kashrus about the way the stones have to be positioned, the way the nega has to be, the house has to be configured, it's constructed, and the nega. Just technical reasons why it's not shaykh. There's certainly no makar, and even if you think that is pshat on the Gemara, you certainly have to admit that Rishonim probably didn't think that was pshat on the Gemara. So to ask on the Rishonim that they're being motzi the things mipshutim to justify their mesorah of martyrdom is completely unfounded, at least mitzad this particular argument. There's also the fact that we may not even pass like that Gemara that says lahayv lasid lias. Not really a question of psak to begin with, but if you go through the sugya there, it seems that at least according to the Rambam, at least according to some of the mefarshim, that's a das yachid, that shita. That's not even the ikar la'alacha. But in any event, mitzad this argument, it's perfectly reasonable to take the Gemara as as Ben Sar Amar, Yama Zakhav, Yama Schayev, as a Makar for killing children, B'Shas HaShmad. The counter argument, I guess, is that Sof Kol Sof, the Ben Sar, is guilty of something at least. He started to become a Rasha. This innocent child hasn't done anything wrong, and if they raise him as a Christian, it's no fault of his at all. So certainly one could be mafakvik. There are certainly other ways to argue, but the raya at face value it certainly isn't as untenable as Dr. Soloveitchik makes it sound. I've heard in his collected essays he has responded to me and has something to say about this, but I don't know exactly what it is. I haven't gotten a copy of the book yet. If anyone has it, if you could pass it my way, that would be great.